Is betting investing? This post is going to examine. You might have heard individuals in the previous speaking about how gaming resembles purchasing the stock exchange. This is real to some level as both threaten cash to make more than they began with. There is more to it, however. Investing and betting need an understanding of what they're either playing or investing, otherwise, there is no chance that they will benefit. It's likewise necessary for both a bettor and a financier to focus on just how much capital they want to run the risk of. It ends up being most likely they lose larger than they should if it's not handled correctly. We can see that betting and investing are pretty comparable. However, how and why are they thought about various? To get to the bottom of this, it's necessary to specify the terms investing and betting. What is investing? Investing is dedicating funds to a particular possession with the expectation that it will grow in worth to earn a profit. The critical word here is expectation. Financiers make their cash anticipate that their properties will increase in value instead of hoping. Investing needs an understanding of danger and return. Buying low-risk properties typically indicates that returns are anticipated to be low, while purchasing properties at greater danger usually shows that returns are expected to be high. It constantly boils down to just how much a financier wants to risk their property. The primary quantity is typically around 2% of their overall capital per trade. To make and get benefit cash, traders study marketplaces and present affairs to comprehend their strategies better. For instance, they will look at their charts, try to find patterns in the past, and utilize their outcomes to anticipate how the present possession rate will move. This procedure is called technical analysis. It's likewise crucial to keep in mind that a financier's returns can, in some cases, be impacted by the commission they pay to a broker that purchases or offers their possessions on their behalf. Lastly, financiers own a part of the business they are purchasing. What is gaming? Gaming is the act of staking cash on a contingency instead of a property. It includes running the risk of money on occasion, hoping that it earns money. Immediately, this meaning reveals a distinction between betting and investing. Typically, betting has no specific result and relies a lot on possibility. However, there are methods to minimize the threat, such as producing a data-driven process. Especially in sports wagering, this includes evaluating the outcomes of previous video games, developing a theory, and then backtesting it to earn a profit. Like financiers, bettors must likewise watch how much capital they want to utilize per bet. For instance, in card video games like poker, pot chances are an excellent method to figure out threat versus benefit throughout a hand. When the chances remain in the gamer's favor, they will likely call a bet. Bettors bet the gambling establishment itself for gambling establishment video games, referred to as your home. In sports wagering, while they are, in theory, wagering versus your house, the other gamers determine the chances of their wagering occasion. The more cash goes on one side of the wagering line, the much shorter the options end up being. Bettors are typically confronted with scenarios where they do not anticipate winning. For instance, in blackjack, winning opportunities are slim when the dealer is dealt a 10, and the gamer is dealt a 6. So, here are some crucial takeaways from these two meanings. Both betting and investing place cash at risk to earn a profit. Both investing and betting usage methods reduce the threat. Both investing and gaming can utilize resources to enhance precision. Financiers have more resources readily available to alleviate losses. Bettors play understanding that the chances are not in their favor. Mitigating losses. This is a fantastic subject. Financiers have several methods to avoid losing excessive of their capital. One such technique is by setting stop losses on possession financial investment. If the cost drops listed below 5% of the purchase rate, there is a chance to leave the trade and offer that property to somebody else, keeping 95% of the danger capital. Regarding gaming, some individuals will argue that there is no other way to restrict losses. An example they will utilize is participating in a workplace sweepstake, where everybody pays a cost to draw a random rival. The bettor has lost if the price is $10 and the group fails. Nevertheless, this reasoning is typically misdirected. In truth, expert bettors utilize a method called bankroll management. If bets lose, it includes wagering a specific quantity of betting capital per bet and ensuring they do not break even. Most bankroll management techniques can guarantee that we can make 100 to 200 bets at their specific level. For instance, if somebody routinely stakes $10 per bet, they will have at least $1,000 in betting capital. Suppose the bettor goes on a downswing and loses most of their bets over a particular duration. In that case, they reduce the quantity they wager per occasion to guarantee they can still take in between 100 to 200 opportunities at that level. So, utilizing the previous example, If somebody wagering $10 per occasion goes on a downswing and loses $500, they would decrease their wagering total up to $5 per bet. So, all in all, this is a resemblance between the two methods to generate income. Both investing and betting have plans to alleviate losses. Edges and worth. Both betting and investing usage techniques were developed to alleviate the danger and optimize earnings. Nevertheless, your house constantly has the edge over the gamer when betting. On the other hand, financial investments tend to value gradually. This does not imply that betting cannot make a great deal of cash, nor does it mean that buying possessions constantly ensures a favorable return. While the chances constantly prefer your home, it is imperative to look for the worth from bets to make the most of returns. The term worth describes getting the best chances and making the best play based on offered info. In sports wagering, this might be in the type of an enormously underpriced underdog, while in poker, it describes making a bet with the presumption you have the very best hand. Time. Time is another distinction between betting and investing. Betting is constrained by time. While online gambling establishments can keep you betting all the time and night, whether it's a hand of poker or a horse race, it pertains to an eventually or another. When the occasion surfaces, the chance to benefit even more likewise pertains to an end. Either the bets have won, or they have lost. On the other hand, investments can reward purchasing properties over time. When a financier gets in a trade, it will go on for as long as that possession is genuine. For instance, if the financial investment was stock in a business, the deal could, in theory, continue up until the company is offered or fails. One method is when businesses pay financiers that they have invested in with dividends. No matter what occurs to the worth of these shares, the company pays cash to the financier in return for the financial investment. While it's fantastic to earn money from the valuing rate of the possession, it's even much better to be rewarded for merely purchasing the top place. Event info. Both financiers and bettors can enhance the success of their trades by taking a look at previous outcomes and comparing them with existing efficiencies. Info is the most critical tool for bettors and financiers, however, there is a distinction in how much is offered. Financiers can collect info from numerous sources, such as business reports, banks, and stocks and shares in specific, even though as looking into individuals running the business before devoting a penny to the financial investment. The same opts for sports wagering. Experts can discover information that impacts the outcomes, such as the weather condition, from historical sites and sports news businesses. They can put all these details into a method like financiers before wagering anything. Nevertheless, for some gambling establishment video games, even if you do all the preparation worldwide, there is no info about what occurred at the table previously in the day that can assist choose the play. Dependency. Now, most people checking out, their minds went directly to betting dependency. Why? Because it's presumed that there is no such thing as an investing dependency. This isn't strictly real. Naturally, compulsive betting is an issue that we need to deal with. Organizations like Gamblers Anonymous assist individuals in conquering their dependencies. However, there is no such thing as investing in confidential, while there is never any report detailing the impacts of compulsive investing. Dependency to investing does exist. It's viewed as a monetary issue instead of a routine. Individuals who invest online are susceptible to examining their financial investment portfolios on a routine basis. They will likewise make numerous trades more frequently than they most likely believe. This can get extremely pricey. Not just are they paying a lot in commission to brokers, however, they are likewise investing a great deal of energy. Likewise, financiers run the risk of capital more strongly than they should. If somebody alter the phrasing to bettors wagering more cash than they should, it indicates an issue. Risk adverse versus risk seeking. Financiers and bettors depend on taking dangers to generate income. Given that some financial investments like federal government bonds held to maturity do not have much, if any, the threat connected, they are vulnerable to the danger of inflation. The distinction depends on the person's determination to accept and discover danger. Financiers do not take risks unless there is a significant benefit, whereas bettors must take threats with every bet. Nevertheless, there is an idea that bettors frequently take dangers that they should not, while financiers do not. Like much of the subjects gone over, this is not always real. Here's an example. A chance occurs where a person exists with the following choice: take $100,000 today or run the risk of $1 million on a 50-50 possibility. The apparent, most typical action is that taking the 50-50 suggests the person is more of a bettor. After all, they are skipping the chance of $100,000 without needing to run the risk of a thing. However, looking at it objectively, the specific requirements have chances of 10-1 to enhance. To successfully make this financial investment, they must be best 10% of the time. In a 50-50, they are precisely 50%, so they have 5x more equity needed. Is this a gamble or a tremendous financial investment chance? One might argue in any case. Naturally, bettors who believe this are various from those heading to Las Vegas for the weekend searching for a great time. Those who seek to validate their bets before making them act more like financiers. Conclusion. Betting and investing are more alike than the majority of people believe. They both need prudent capital management, utilizing resources to make their trades and plays more precise while providing specific monetary liberty. However, naturally, they are various. Financiers are not restricted by time, and bettors do not constantly have the high end of utilizing previous info to assist them in making notified choices. Something makes sure, though, whether it's through betting or investing, it's essential to comprehend the function of each trade and bet. Otherwise, it does end up being a video game of possibility. Dash.